With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Give it to me!
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you that has designed podcasts to equip you for great adventures and the kind that happen every day. We're committed to making durable, functional, versatile shows you can count on, whether you're headed into a long day out with friends or going off the grid. It's what we've been doing since 1967. Thanks for joining us.
That's right. You may think, gosh, that sounds a lot like JanSport, the people that made my backpack in 1988. Nope, that's us.
That's us. If it were JanSport, I can tell you it would be back and it would be a thing.
Everything comes
Which
back around.
Incredible.
I'm so excited to see JanSport be a thing again.
I kind of am too.
Eileen has an old JanSport backpack that we've held on to. I'm gonna pull it out of the garage and start.
You have an
around.
OG? Okay, oh, yeah. That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I don't. I had one back in the day, but I didn't keep it. But Eileen still had hers, and we I don't know. I had Depression era parents, so I keep bags because you never know when you might have to trundle everyone in the old pickup and drive through the dust bowl.
A bunch of stuff in them.
And you'll need bags. Exactly. Bags are useful.
Bags are useful. Welcome to It's a Thing for Real, where Tom and I are playing the California in September game of whose weather is worse.
It's hard to measure, right? Because you can't just go on temperature. Yeah, like, it's like wildfire smoke and possible floods. And, you know, there's much more that goes into it.
Hurricane. Southern California is going to experience potential flooding as a result of a hurricane on top of a heat wave. So we have the heat wave plus the smoke, but I feel like hurricane is a trump card this time. Like,
yeah,
that's
and
special.
I want to play it, but it's been a little overblown because the hurricane was Baja. We're getting the remains of it. I went through this when I lived in Austin all the time, where the hurricane would hit Houston and Galveston and it would be really serious. And then it hit the Austin, and it would just be heavy rain.
Right.
And that's kind of what's happening to us. Like it's bounced off of Baja California and now we're getting the fallout.
But it's not like we're having
a hurricane, but also even the fact that there's rain left from a hurricane is ridiculous.
In LA.
Yes.
Where I'd like to remind our listening audience, they don't have, what's the word I'm looking for? Drainage.
Mm.
Like there's nowhere for that water to go, right? Is my understanding.
You know what? I'll be curious about that because the reason I've the reason I've read about the floods is that the ground won't be able to absorb the amount of water fast enough because it's not because it's so dry, you know, like it just can't, it needs to be primed with a little water first before it can absorb it. And yes, it's not built for heavy drainage, but we do get heavy rains there is drainage into the LA River, and the LA River's totally empty. So if the water can get into the LA River, theoretically, then there's plenty of room for it.
It should be okay.
My question is that path in between there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to cross my fingers.
I was outside in the 97 degree heat earlier, pulling in things for the rain. And at the same time going, well, at least it's only 97.
Right.
It didn't get above 100 today.
97 and now it might flood.
It has been above 100 every day since last Wednesday.
I mean, that
and it's Friday. So that
not
is
okay.
That's 10 days. Well, actually 9 days because it didn't get above 100 today. Amazingly.
You know what a friend said to me the other day that made me really want to cry was, yes, and this is probably still the coolest summer of our lifetimes. Because might just keep going up. friends?
Average will go up, but it doesn't go up linearly, right? It jumps around. So the good news is it probably won't be the coolest summer of your lifetime. But the bad news is over a 10-year period, you will definitely experience the coolest summer
of your lifetime. Yes. There you go. Well said. Well, good at it, Tom, as always.
Yeah. I hate to be that guy. I'm sorry.
I think it might be possible that this climate change thing is a thing.
No.
Just throwing that out there.
No, I was assured it wasn't.
Not trying to be crazy here.
No. I've read plenty of things on the internet that tell me otherwise.
Okay. Well, all right. You know what? I'm going to look up some of those sources. I'm going to do my own research.
Yeah. I think everyone should always do their own research on everyone.
I'm just asking questions.
You should never rely on other sources.
No, for anything. Definitely not.
Have infinite amount of time to become experts on every single issue.
Absolutely. There's no such thing as experts.
And I certainly didn't start an entire podcast called A Word with Tom Merritt to explore the idea of how we create shortcuts to help us get by, because we can't possibly do that.
Thank God for you, my friend, as always.
And you.
Always. All right.
You're actually doing something more effective. I don't know.
I mean, I hope so. I hope so.
Or at least you're trying to, right?
Hey, man, you know what? I might be spitting into the wind, but the spit's cooling me off when it blows back as mist. That is the grossest thing I've ever said, and I'm really proud of it.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to make that a social media bio somewhere. Oh, I got a laugh track. You're the best.
All right.
Oh, my Lord.
I need to learn how to switch between these faster. My first thing today has nothing to do with any of the serious topics we've just been talking about.
Thank God.
It's, for the record, VTubers. VTubers are a thing. VTuber originally stands for virtual YouTuber, but it's kind of being used to apply to any online entertainer or creator who uses a virtual avatar that is matched to their movements. So you see expressions and facial movements and arm movements, but you don't see them. So it's real-time motion capture software that has made it easy to do that in real time. And some people still do it pre-record, but a lot of people are doing it on Twitch where they're like, you know what? I'm not brave enough to put myself out there, but I'll put a blue alien version of me out there. No problem. I'll put a anime version of myself out there. Yep, I can do that. It's like cosplaying in virtual reality on the internet.
Wow. And we're sure that they're always people. Like, this is not the same thing as that, because there was that creator who was a virtual creator, right? Who was not a real... Nothing.
Right.
There was not a human behind her.
Yes. VTuber applies to an actual person.
Okay.
I'm not saying it won't, you know, drift to apply
we'll need a Turing
to multiple
test
things.
At some
but
point.
Yeah, for now, it's somebody who actually is doing the motions. It's a human behind it. Whereas virtual characters, virtual entertainers like Kitsune, that is considered a different situation. VTubers have been around in Japan since like the mid 2010s. It was a lot harder to do now, though. So it's really catching on because the software is really easy to do. Motion capture is better. Facial capture is better. All that kind of stuff is just a lot more accessible.
It is kind of awesome when you realize that we live in the cyberpunk future. Like, I know that it's easy to be like, oh, it's so dystopian or what, but it's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you could do this and you could be safe. Or even if safe just means you don't have to get recognized in public, or you don't have to stress about having a zit, or you don't have to worry about your distorted nose, you could just sort of do this and create a character and be whoever you want. Like, it's actually pretty awesome. The future is kind of cool.
And it allows people, you can even do things to your voice if you want. Not everybody does. So it allows people the same freedom as cosplay does, which is I'm not myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm free to express myself. Right. Which is a weird way to think about it, but it's absolutely true. And it was kind of the 90s promise of the internet was no one will know who you are. You can be who you can reinvent yourself. And this brings a little of that back.
This is literally that. Wow. I love it. All right. Time stamp that even though it's been around for a while, it's clearly getting bigger and big enough that it's going to be mainstream. It seems like any second now. outside of Japan.
It's just cresting that hill, and it's going to be the kind of thing that if there is a metaverse of some sort, this is going to blend right into that so seamlessly, right? And I have an inkling that this will end up being like podcast, where people will just call folks VTubers, and it will mean something totally dissociated from virtual character on YouTube. Right. The way podcast is no longer a music show on a iPod. It means so much different now.
Yeah. No, that it could just become a genre, a creator genre. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. I love it. I love it. Okay. Well, I feel like this is sort of something I've been circling around, and we may have even talked about it a little bit here and there, but I'm just going to note that after fits and starts over the past few years, ramen and ramen hacks, instant ramen hacks, is a thing. Do I hear a little applause? Do I hear some applause?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I 100% you nailed it, Molly. I am an active participant in this culture, and so I am
really
very happy to see it tagged a thing.
What's your favorite one? Because side note, another thing related to this thing, and this is related to the Korean food thing too, is that cheese with Asian food is a thing. And like cheese being added to the ramen or cheese being added to the top of that Korean stew is totally a thing. But I thought about just being like, cheese on Asian food is a thing that you would not see coming. Mm-hmm. But actually, I just had to go full ramen hack because it's bananas. Yeah, how many of these things? In fact, there's probably bananas in ramen somewhere on TikTok.
I would not doubt it. We've played around with a lot of them. Our most common one is actually fairly mundane, which is not making the broth. Making a cold noodle or at least a dry noodle, more like a yakisoba, with the ramen instead of doing the broth. So sometimes you use like part of the powder instead of all of the powder. And then you boil the noodles, drain the noodles, then put the powder in with a little bit of water that remains on the noodle, and you make a sauce out of it. And
I would like you to know that sounds absolutely incredible. Yeah. I mean, remember when there was like that big, I think we actually talked about this briefly because there was like big outcry about somebody, some celebrity, maybe Hailey Bieber, who was like, I put butter in my ramen.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
And then little did we know that it would just become the thing. Like I looked up ramen hacks, the hashtag on Twitter, which has 446 million views. And there are a bajillion. By the way, I also, while we were talking, did look up ramen and banana. Oh, yeah. I found ramen banana split.
There you go.
Nice. Yep. Which is like a deep fried situation. And then a banana coconut ramen pudding. And then just on Reddit, r/polls, I put bananas in my top ramen. Does anyone else do this?
Oh, my gosh.
Like people are just out here doing what the hell ever.
You don't have to follow the rules, folks. You got ingredients. You do whatever you want with them.
You can make a ramen carbonara. That's pretty basic, but sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. There's like, you could do it hot pot style. You know, there's obviously like add dumplings, add egg.
Yeah.
Use it to
make like a dandan kind of thing out of it. We've done that one too.
This one though, I found one that just appears to be it's like in Polish. Yeah. It's ramen cheese on toast. Hmm. It's like a grilled cheese. But with like crunchy ramen in there.
Oh, so you
probably
don't boil
freaking
the ramen?
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Using ramen as a salad topper also.
I mean, we grew up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, and lots of them with the slice of American cheese on top, which I'm about that.
The rehabilitation of American cheese is kind of amazing to watch.
I mean, it really is remarkable. Wow. There are so many of these that I want to eat.
I have a theory about where this comes from.
Yeah, tell me.
So Parasite, the movie, featured a ramen hack. The chopageti.
The chopageti.
So chopguri, because they use chopageti and noguri ramen together with fried steak to make chopaguri. And we were among the many millions of people who imitated that. Like, all right, let's do it. Let's combine these and see how it works. And I think that got a lot of people thinking, well, okay, if I can do that, what else can I do?
Right.
And then you add the accelerant of TikTok, which makes everything look better than it is. Like sometimes we'll look at TikToks and be like, yeah, that looks amazing. And then I think, well, it's really pretty obvious, but it just looks cool in the TikTok. Right. So it makes you pay more attention.
It's really true. And there are some cool ones on here, such as ramen fried rice. I bet you're right. And I would add that in addition to that, probably a lot of people bought a bunch of ramen during the pandemic.
That's a great point. You're absolutely right.
Don't you think? Like big, big hoarder energy.
When you're stocking up for the apocalypse, you know, ramen is
and
the go-to.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It lasts a long time. It's
like,
cheap.
What am I going to do? I am really going to make cheesy ramen. This looks amazing. There are a bunch of these.
You know,
and they look delicious. So, we bought a bunch of like, you know, the cup of noodles.
Find your local H Mart or maybe 99 Ranch. We'll have it. Get the Bulldog Carbonara ramen, which is a ramen that is meant to be carbonara in the package. So it has a cheese powder, and then add cheese to that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that was, by the way, the greatest evil food laugh I've ever heard. You can know someone a really long time and not hear their evil food laugh until just now. I was this many years old.
Today I learned.
About Tom's evil food lab. Oh my god, amazing.
So yeah.
Amazing.
All right. I'm very excited for my next one.
Oh, me too. Thank God you're here to explain this all to me.
Oh, thank God the internet is here to explain it to all of us in football terms. The thing is Don't Worry, Darling, and the mess around it. If you haven't come across this. Don't Worry, Darling is a motion picture directed and starring Olivia Wilde. It also has Chris Pine, Harry Styles, Florence Pugh, lots of great people in Don't Worry, Darling. Mm-hmm. And it also has a shitload of comedy.
Yeah, you can say it. It's
a metric shitload of comedy drama around it. The thing you've probably most run into is the Chris Pine memes. So
yes.
There's Chris Pine tuning out during interviews related to Don't Worry, Darling, that are not making fun of Chris Pine, but more like, please save this man. He's
right.
Captured.
Help him, because we all love him. Nobody doesn't love
Why
Chris
are
Pine.
You putting him through this? There was the Harry Styles spitting on Chris Pine meme where...
Yeah, did that happen?
He did not. But there was a video where if someone told you he spit on him, you could see it. Whereas if you never had been told that, you probably would have never thought it. It was one of those optical illusion things. Harry Styles made fun of it at his concert. He actually went on stage and said, because he took a break from like a 10-day Madison Square Garden engagement and was like, oh, it's great to be back. I just had to take a break to fly over to Venice and spit on Chris Pine. But I'm back now. this is all
amazing.
Around Don't Worry, Darling. And you may be wondering, like, okay, but what else is going on with Don't Worry, Darling? Well, Olivia Wilde fired or let go or Shia LaBeouf quit, depending on who you ask, and replaced him with Harry Styles, who Harry Styles is dating Olivia Wilde.
Right.
And then Florence Pugh is in the movie. She didn't quit. She didn't get fired, but also she's unhappy with things because she's friends with people that Olivia is not friends with, like, I don't know, Jason Sudeikis, her ex. Then there's she's like walked the red carpet, but is not doing the junkets. So the best thing I have found is a user named Housen 915 on Twitter saying, someone please explain this to me in NFL terms. And Olivia Nope, aka Rancho Carnotero, or I'm sorry, Carnotoro, responded with, Coach is not so secretly sleeping with a player, making the entire team feel awkward, but especially the quarterback, who is friends with the coach's wife. Also, the wide receiver with domestic abuse allegations the coach claims he cut for the quarterback's sake posts a video proving he actually requested a trade. To which Kay Gaines Creates responded, "Wait, so what's Chris Pine's role in all this? I'm still missing that." And Olivia Nope clarified, "Nose to the grindstone tight end, just trying to make it through the season."
Oh my God.
And now I understand everything about it.
I understand everything. Yeah. This is perfect. This is literally what I have needed for the whole week and a half where I've been just off doing stuff and heat wave and this and that and doodly blob. And I was like, I can't follow up. And then now I get it. I get it.
Yeah. It's so well done.
Oh, that's so magical. wow. This is the new Johnny Depp Amber Heard. Seems like.
This is probably not going to stick as long because you don't have a long lasting trial, but it's definitely got the same energy. You're absolutely that's right.
So awesome. Nose to the grindstone tight end, just trying to make it through the season.
And then you go look at those those memes of him with his head, you know, blank look, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's exactly what he looks like. The tight end at the press conference who's just like, yeah, does anybody want to ask me about the game? Like,
oh my biscuits. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. This is the kind of service that this show provides week after week when you just can't, but you kind of want to know and it's going to come up at a party. We're here for you.
We're here for you. That's what we do.
Yep. We will also be here for you when you need a do-it-yourself beauty item. Because do-it-yourself beauty is the hot trend of 2022. And I can only postulate that it exists as the hot trend of 2022 because of the pandemic in which we all had to stay home and like wax ourselves and pluck our own things and figure out like how to get our own lashes and do our own manicures and cut our own hair. And then, as markets tend to do, the market has gone, ooh, there's a market for this. And now there are just like a bajillion products so that you can do stuff at home that you used to go out and pay someone to do, like put on your own fake lashes. And I'm not talking about the strips. Like, there's this company, Lashify, which apparently Jason, my boss, just became like, just got on the board of.
Oh, wow.
Because it's like so hot that he was like, yeah, this is awesome. This is a huge company. And it's to one by one glue on your own eyelashes at home and do that monthly, which is something that costs usually like, you know, $200 initially and $75 a month. Yeah.
So I think some folks in the audience may think, well, don't people put on their own makeup already? And I think what you're explaining is this isn't about, you know, putting on a little eyeshadow and a foundation, right? This is well beyond that.
Yeah. This is like, I used to go to a salon and pay a ton of money to have someone painstakingly over the course of an hour and a half glue individual lashes onto my eyelids so I could look super fabulous. I did not used to pay for that, although I did recently get them. Or I'm going to pay somebody to give me like a really fancy manicure so I can just like look fabulous or just be at the manicure shop and relax and get a you know, little massage or whatever. No, those days are gone. Now you order a kit and it's always a kit. And you do this all at home.
The petty
it's
system.
It's bonkers.
The Manny system.
So there's the Manny system, the lashes system. Exactly. Oh, it's gosh, a whole, there's this thing, this system called Olive and June, which is like for nails. And it's a full on home manicure kit. And they're not super cheap. Like the Manny system starts at $55. And it includes like, there's a little brush and you do like a dip so that they're stronger. And then you give yourself a really fancy manicure and you got all these different colors and then you order more colors. I mean, it's like, it's a moneymaker.
I was going to say, have they gotten into the subscription side of this? Because this seems perfect for that.
They should. That would be amazing.
You know, like you get the petty system kit and then you sign up for the refill that automatically arrives.
And new colors, new seasonal colors.
Seasonal color changes. Yep.
Hold on. I'm about to click the link on Olive and June called Become a Member.
Ah, there we go. There we go. That's it.
Yep. For $40 a year, you'll get Manny perks all year long. But that's just perks. So you get free shipping, 10% off orders, and members only surprises like free gifts. No, yeah, they need to have like a full on, I'm going to go full VC on this.
Yeah.
You could 100% monetize me more. Like charge me like 10 bucks a month and I get one new color every month.
Every month. Yeah. And then, yeah. You know, like regular, what are the little, I don't know what the little things are that you stick on your
like
fingers.
Tool, like new tool. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like stick-ons.
Yeah, yeah.
And then new tools, because you know, like my little like wand's going to wear out that I use to make my perfect French manicure or whatever. Yeah, 100%.
The emery boards.
And then the Lashify is like insane. You get this like applicator tool and then all these different lashes and you put it on yourself. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so interesting. It's like, my friends and I keep talking about how our new default is don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And this is that. This is like, you know, honey, you don't have to go anywhere. Just stay at home. I got you.
I mean, that makes perfect sense to me that it was pandemic inspired when, you know, everybody's like, well, I guess I'm ordering hair dye. Like,
right.
Instead of going to the beautician, because the beautician is legally not allowed to let me come.
Right. Or I don't really want to. I don't want to sit there for 3 hours.
And then even when they were legally allowed, then you were like, yeah, but do I want to go there and be around people? And Yeah.
I'm looking to see if there are any new kinds of like direct to consumer DIY hair color kits, but I don't really see them, but there should be.
There are.
No, I found 22 of them.
We have them in our house. They're not mine.
Oh, amazing.
But we definitely have them.
Yeah.
And Amazon, subscribe and save. Just ship some when you need them.
Oh, my biscuits. Yeah. None of us are ever leaving the house again, friends.
I think you are on to a wider trend of DIY at home, too. I think there probably is more of this thing. Like I think there's a deep vein you're beginning to mine here. This is really good.
I think there probably is. You're right. Because like, thank you. And also, yeah. Because I'm realizing too, everything is harder to find now. Like it's harder to find my dentist. Or like my dentist, everything's kind of a hot mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to go to the vet. It's hard to find an electrician. It's hard to, you know, so I could imagine that that's going to lead to sort of a wave of like frontier-esque. Frontier first myself. World.
Yeah.
First world frontier.
Maybe hopefully not dentistry, but other things. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Other things, you know, but I might, but like at home whiteners or like flossing kits.
Stuff like that, for sure. Yeah.
Right. Stuff you would just be like, oh, I need someone to help me with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Ah, good one.
First world frontier, I'm going to call it. That's my first hashtag.
First world frontier. FWF.
I'm cracking myself over right now.
All right. Let's get to the emails, feedback at itsathing.me. Our first one isn't necessarily a thing itself, but it's some help from Aaron. Hello, Tom and Molly. There has been much controversy over the pronunciation of that Chinese fast fashion brand that has totally. Taken over America. Today, the New York Times had a piece about their pop-up stores in the U.S., among other things about the global giant. It seems the pronunciation of said brand swings back and forth. But if the Times says Shein, that's what I'm going with. Love your show. Don't love this brand. I'm more of a Poshmark shopper myself. But thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Tom wins this one. I love it. Thank you.
I was perfectly willing to accept that it was like,
I don't know.
Because I had made up Shein just by my own looking at it. It was not, if I'm right, it's because a stopped clock is right twice a day.
I only had heard it pronounced Shine.
Uh-huh. That's why I was like, that must be it, right?
Yeah. But in no way does that mean, although it's so weird because I heard it pronounced by like a woman who does a bunch of business in China, but she might have just been Americanizing it because according to the Times, it is in fact officially pronounced Shein and sometimes pronounced Sheen. Never. So I don't have shine at all. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Thank you.
In China, I almost guarantee you it's none of those.
It's Shein or whatever.
Any of you that speak Mandarin out there, you're like, yeah, that's not really how any of us.
Yeah, none of that.
It's all approximations to begin with.
Good try, though. Good try, everybody. Lee Price wrote in with another 90s thing because we just cannot get enough. Greetings, says Lee. It's your thing respondent here covering the Nirvana and font thing beats.
Nice.
With a thing that incorporates both of these things.
Well done.
Wavy fonts. The very 90s underwater typeface look as used on Nirvana's Nevermind cover art seems to be increasing in popularity again. Once you look for it, you'll see it everywhere. All I know is that it makes me want to buy a pair of Rip Curl board shorts from 1994.
Oh my gosh, Lee Price. Yeah, that is amazing.
Wavy fonts.
And Rip Curl board shorts.
Rip Curl board shorts is a good, that's a great callback.
Really good. Really good. Yeah.
All right. I'm looking for it. I'm officially on the hunt.
On the hunt for the wavy font and the board shorts. Matt Bat on a cream of the crop fashion comeback says, remember the sunglasses that Macho Man Randy Savage used to wear while yelling at you to snap into a Slim Jim? Yes.
Oh, hold on.
I absolutely do remember. Snap into a Slim Jim. Apparently, they are popular again, along with mullets. I guess they are called Pit Viper sunglasses. I did not know that they were called Pit Viper sunglasses. I always thought of them as just kind of a derivation of aviators, I guess. But yeah, all right. Pit Viper
sunglasses. I'm looking these up. Pit Viper sunglasses. Oh, totally. They're the rainbowy ones that almost have like a mono brow across the top, a mono nose.
Oh,
if you look them up, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. Wow. Those are back. God, it is all happening. It just really is. That's incredible. All right. And then Kate wrote in with an anti thing and says, dear thing rakers, which I love. I write to you from San Diego, where due to the Southern California car culture and abundance of sidewalks, we get a glimpse of the future for all things wheeled. For many years here in San Diego, there were only two cars, the Tesla and the not a Tesla. For those of us who don't like Musk, this fact wavered between funny and annoying, but lo and behold, this is no more. Of course, there are still some Teslas on the street. They've not completely disappeared. Some have even been handed down to well-off teenagers who have aged beyond electric bikes, others written off as lemons. But the abundance has diminished significantly in favor of so many other electric vehicles. Too many to list. For a time, I thought this was a summer blip, the Tesla drivers on long revenge travel or not having to commute. But no, school is back. Workers are on the roads. And there are some super fancy electrics that kibosh that theory and many non-fancy ones to boot. It's great to see the technology spreading around. As Doc Brown said, see you in the future.
Wow.
Yep. That's I can confirm that. There is still a preponderance of Teslas in the Bay Area because it's kind of ground zero for Tesla delivery, obviously. But I am seeing tons of like the new, the Hyundai Ioniq, the Kia, maybe the Kia is the Ioniq. There are lots and lots of Volkswagen ID4s. Once in a while, I'm in the Polestar now, and once in a while I see other Polestar drivers and I always wave at them. And I've even seen Rivians and Lucid Airs. It's like a thriving electric ecosystem.
Yeah, it's the Hyundai because Eileen's really attracted to the 6, the one that hasn't come out in the U.S. yet.
It's hot.
Yeah,
that Ioniq, cool. The Ioniq 5, I think, was just like maybe Car and Driver named it the like best electric.
Nice.
It's really good looking. You can't find it anywhere. The Kia Niro is the other one that I'm thinking of that's a little hatchback. But yeah, it's, in fact, I've started to think of, and you know I say this with love, but the Tesla is almost like the new Prius. Like it's just sort of the lazy person's electric. Like, right. I don't know. I just want
to, it's the default choice, right?
It's the default choice.
It was the Prius and the Honda Insight at the very beginning of hybrids. Those were the two mainstream brands, and the Prius won. And once it won, then it became the dominant, right? Like Tesla. Then everybody else started making hybrids, and it became the snooty person's hybrid. And I say that as someone who at one time owned two Priuses at the height of snooty Prius things. So I feel like I get to.
Which is why I say with love that the Tesla, much like the Prius, is the sort of like lazy default. Like it's just like, I don't know. I want an electric car. Tesla, right?
So, yeah.
And it's like, dude, you have no idea. There's so many good ones out there. It's amazing.
Ah, it's so cool. What a good email. Thank you for all the emails, everyone. This is amazing.
Feedback at itsathing.me is where you can send more because I know I go on and on about this show every week, but it's so freaking fun. And it has such a variety of things in it. It's like a marvel that keeps happening.
It's like a strange attractor of goodness.
It is. That is lovely. Nerdy and lovely.
I know.
I love it. Yeah, perfect.
Speaking of nerdy and lovely, our producer, Rich Straffolino, crafts shout outs for the people at the highest level on our Patreon every week. They're the highlight of our week. I hope they're the highlight of yours as well. This week's shout outs are based on a selection from Back to School, the 17th book in Allison Blair's Roommates series.
I mean, there's almost not a human that I love more than producer Rich Straffolino.
Did you see his tweet about him trying to come up with shout outs? And like, he made a collage of just crazy pop culture memes in his head.
He did. Oh my God. He's so amazing. Which is so awesome too, because Rich is nowhere near pop culture. Let's be real. Based on a selection from Back to School, the 17th book in Allison Blair's Roommates series.
College life, the way it really is.
Pop culture would be like, he did it. He did some Harry Styles lyrics.
Yeah.
But he's like, no. I did 19th century photography.
Yeah. Obscure pop culture, I should say.
Exactly. So thank you to those of you who support us at the shout out level at patreon.com/itsathing, because this is what you get.
All right, I'll kick us off. We'll just go every other paragraph. Sound good?
Perfect.
All right.
Yep.
Anything else? Morris Jones asked coldly.
Yes, there is something else, Benjamin Forrest continued. Lee Price hasn't done any cooking or grocery buying. And Kevin Sill hasn't chipped in for food or snacks, although Eric Duncan eats enough of them. Jake Woods crossed his arms and regarded Gabrielle Cohen calmly.
Laura Abel looked aghast. I meant to chip in. It must have slipped Miranda Janelle's mind. I'm not trying to cheat Andrew Bradley. I'm not cheap. Joe Hood's never accused me of being cheap, not in my whole life.
To Louis St. Amour's surprise, there were actually tears in Mike Aiken's eyes. We didn't say that, James C. Smith told him. Of course, you forgot.
Oh, Allison Blair, how you have not captured my college experience at all.
I know, this is such a charming and healthy confrontation here. What happened to the passive aggressive notes?
I guess roommates quietly holding a grudge against each other while avoiding the conversation just doesn't make for a good book.
Not a very good book. Oh, that's amazing.
Well done, Rich. You've done it again.
Indeed. And you, dear listeners, have done it again too. Patreon.com/itsathing is where you can keep our show going week after week, because we love it so.
We do. Keep those things coming. Don't forget that email address. It's feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye, everybody. Stay cool.
Bye. Stay cool.
Give it to me.
We're above the waterline.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.